So Lilith is one of the most popular mythological women of the last couple hundred years. We've seen her as a vampire, a demoness, a seductress, and even Satan's concubine. But in recent years, Lilith has taken on a new role. She has become the dark feminist, the embodied, powerful, liberated, unapologetic woman that we have come to revere. Truly, Lilith is a complicated, layered figure. The most popular story of Lilith comes from a medieval rabbinical text called the Alphabet of Ben Sira. In this story, Lilith is the first wife of Adam, born at the same time and of the same earth. But very quickly, they realize this match is not meant to be. The first thing on Adam's mind is to lay with Lilith. Very literally, and he insists that he be the one on top. But Lilith will not have it, and she insists that if they do the deed, she will not lie below because she will not be subordinate to him. She will not be of lesser status. Lilith says, "We are equal to each other inasmuch as we were both created from the earth."